In today's episode, I do not and will not play Power Wash Simulator. Samantha has to be the one doing the popping, and Mike talks about pie. This is episode 53.
Calendar.
Thank you, Michael.
That's the difference. If you want me to add it to the calendar, you have to give me time to actually put it in, whereas the last time
you didn't.
No memory of last time we recorded.
No one ever does, which is why we're recording today.
it was a long time ago. I've been to a lot of places since then.
Galaxies far,
I didn't even
far
remember
away.
That the episode was due. That's why it went up a day late.
And I'm sure our legions and legions of fans were outraged.
Oh, do you know what? Actually, Ryan did notice, because he wanted to tweet about probably the Mega Man thing. And then he was like, I'm surprised Mike didn't mention it. I was like, we'll tell him. And then he's like, you need to tweet the episode. And I was like, what? Oh, I forgot to log into Twitter on my new phone.
Jeez.
I was going to say, I think, was our timing off on that one? Did we record and then, like, did they announce it the next day, or was it I can't remember. Because, yeah, you were talking about that game and then it got announced, the collection.
It was several weeks later. I don't even remember talking about the game.
It may have been the previous episode, like you were talking about how you wanted that collected or something like that when I was talking about the game I'm going to be talking about today
Power
on Funsphere Game Club. No. Welcome to Funsphere Game Club. Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Mike.
I'm Glam Club.
Glam Club?
Did I say that again? Sorry.
Oh, we're making fun of Samantha.
Yes, we are making fun of Samantha, as we often do.
Yeah.
Well, guys.
How much she butchers our title.
Yes.
Funsphere Glam Club.
You know, it's not like some of us might have like a slight speech impediment and be, I don't know,
super
self-conscious about it.
We're still making fun of Samantha, huh? And how her tongue is too big for her mouth, so she's got a little bit of a lisp, huh?
Lisp. Yes, that's correct.
I think we can all agree I have the biggest tongue of the three of us.
Prove it
right now, look.
You can't see mine. I'm behind my pop filter. No, it's probably Mike. Yeah, you probably got us beat there, pal. Congratulations.
Yeah, but for head size.
My head size is the same as yours.
Mine's really small.
Now, once we bring Robert on the show.
Who?
Robert.
Has he got a big freaking head or something?
My childhood friend. Yeah, he used to break hats. Which I've never known anyone to do. And it seems like it's proportional to his body, but whatever they would like measure him for hats, it was always an issue. Always
now,
a problem.
I feel
comfortable saying this because he's asked multiple times to be on the show, and I know that he's never listened to us.
Even once. Okay. Well, I was gonna say I sympathize with the man because I also have to wear larger hat sizes, and to be quite honest. Most one size fits all does not fit all for a hat anyway.
Just like Skid.
The struggle is real. Skid knows that as well. Yes, I remember speaking about that with him.
Maybe that just means you guys have bigger brains.
Or thicker skulls, one or the other.
It's a glass half full, glass half empty kind of situation.
Pretty
I guess.
Much, yeah. We're more Neanderthal than you regular humans are, probably. Modern humans.
My skull's mush.
Got that soft spot from where your mom put the thumb on
you. I don't know if...
Go.
I don't know if it's my internet or y'all's, but, like, you guys keep getting blurry, slowing down, your pictures go out.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, maybe something's going on, but... Let's just keep pressing forward.
I checked my speed and it's, yeah.
Yeah, I checked mine too when I was down, but I think we're good. We'll just keep going. I think the audio will still be okay as long as my system doesn't crash again.
Yeah.
So, what have you guys been up to? What have you guys been playing lately?
Jump in I've here. Seen Mike playing Brilliant Diamond every day while I'm playing Stardew.
So, yeah, I mean, that was the main thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about was, like, have you ever hit that spot? And it always seems to happen this time of the year, too, where you're just in a lull of, like, there's nothing that looks appetizing for you to play, so you just keep cycling through. I mean, in years past, it used to be just biding my time until... this year's blockbusters come out. Like,
yeah.
This year's favorites for me come out. So I have obviously hit that lull. I've been cycling through Brilliant Diamond, where I'm just in the mines, like, doing the little... Did you do the underground?
Yeah.
When you played? All right, so it's I'm just doing that minigame, because post-game, like, you can collect... stuff that you need to go get all of the legendaries from the old game.
Yeah.
But it's like it's a pretty rare drop, so you have to do it a lot. And it's a pretty, like, mindless kind of task. You just it's like a little mini game that you play.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do that while I'm watching TV, or like I keep going through all the Blaster Masters. But I still haven't finished 3. So I need to do that. And I just keep jumping between a lot of different games, but never really doing anything on any of them. And it's because, like, I'm in that lull right now. I'm in that game lull. And then I started thinking about it whenever we scheduled this episode.
Uh-huh.
Of, like, oh my God. There's nothing on the horizon for me. Like, except for, I was trying to think, because everything got pushed back.
Yes.
So it's, I think the new Pokemon is probably going to be the game for me.
And that's in December.
This fall.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys see the news a couple of days ago where Nintendo and Valve are both warning because of the crazy heat waves going on?
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't take your consoles outside. They're not built for anything more than 95 degrees.
They will freaking melt. Yes. Oh, if it was 95 degrees Celsius, there's real problems.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's interesting because what Mike brought up was what I was going to talk about today, too. And we, of course, yeah, we hadn't discussed this at all. I was like, so to give you guys an idea of what I was dealing with, I did get a new game and I played it for a little bit. And then I was like, wow.
It was that other simulator, wasn't it?
No, I did not get
Power Wash all right. Simulator.
Okay. I'm going to address this since you guys keep harping on this. I have no intention of playing Power Wash Simulator. Here's the reason why.
You're going to play it.
No.
He's going to play it.
I'm not. I hate pressure washing. I hate it in real life.
That's such a bizarre, like, to love mowing but to hate pressure washing.
Yes, I agree. It seems like it should be the opposite direction.
So much more satisfaction from pressure washing. The only thing I hate about pressure washing is, what am I going to accidentally destroy?
Yes. There's that. It's,
which I have torn a lot of paint off a lot of things that are not easy to repaint.
I have done that as well. I find that it's like the end product result, if you do it right, looks great. The actual process of getting it to that point is infuriating. It's wasteful of water. It is very expensive, of course, because you're paying for your own utilities. And like the actual process of doing the cleaning is like the most disgusting thing. It's like it gets everywhere. It gets all over your clothes, your shoes, your pants, whatever you're wearing.
I think it's like Dr. Pimple Popper of the lawnmowing world.
Gross. I can't watch that. I can't watch that stuff. No.
I have to be the one doing the popping for it to not be gross. Yeah.
So, no, I have no intention of trying another simulator game with this, even though I've seen a lot of people like it. Can't stand it. Plus, I have enough stuff around my house.
I hate to tell you, Josh, but Samantha and I already pre-ordered the limited run collector's edition.
Wow. Thanks,
guys. For your birthday.
It's a present for you for my birthday.
It was $600.
It comes with a real pressure washer.
It does. That you have to plug into a console for some reason.
Oh, it's going to ruin
everything.
Speaking
of birthdays, Samantha, I'm going to break the bad news right now. We had an amazing birthday gift on lock for you.
Whoa.
And it's impossible to find. We've spoken about it before.
We did. What was that we spoke about?
It's the Lego Horizon set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang. Yeah, I kept waffling on whether or not I should get that.
Yeah, we were going to get that for you, but it's not going to happen this year. Maybe next year.
That's fine.
So we expect a second Raspberry Pi.
Maybe you'll plug this one in.
You just give me an actual one.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's what we'll do this year. It'll be an actual Raspberry Pi.
I prefer cherry.
I prefer cherry, but I can go for raspberry. Pie fiend. So, Samantha, do you know what Mike is talking about? Like, do you have that same kind of lull going on right now?
In general, I don't play a ton of video games throughout the year, but yeah. Plus, I've just been traveling so much, so it's, I haven't had a ton of time to pick things up. So it's kind of just been Stardew for me. And the Overwatch 2 second beta, which is way better than the first one, which is, I think, how it should be, right? Like, it shouldn't be the same.
I would hope the sequel is better than the original.
Second part of the beta is better than the first beta.
Oh, okay.
It's probably better than the other game, too, but because I'm pretty casual, I enjoy the other game, the first game. But, the new tank, Junker Queen, is really fun.
Okay.
She's got she throws a knife called Gracie, and she's like, "Here, Gracie," and then it pulls somebody. She's Australian, and then she's like, melee them. She's really hard to snipe, though.
Why do you guys think alphas for the game exist for maybe a fraction of a second, and then betas exist? Pretty much from that point to the time after a game is released, and then at some point it's no longer a beta. And what about the rest of that alphabet?
Go ahead, Samantha.
Isn't the alpha just for like in-house testers?
I was gonna say what we would consider an alpha is probably well into the actual Greek alphabet for the developers themselves. I know another term that a lot of companies will use is they use now like preview version instead of calling it an alpha, instead of calling it a beta. I know Game Pass has a lot of games on there that say game preview. Like it's like maybe the next step past the beta a lot of times. It's like before they go gold, which is like when they reach physical production and stuff like that of the game. So maybe that's, it's like I said, I think we're probably, the alpha seems really quick, like maybe just to gauge interest, beta to actually do some real testing, and I guess game preview to make sure that it's all up and running before they actually finalize the product, I guess.
Yeah. Beta also good for
feedback.
Like
a Street Fighter thing.
Speaking of Street Fighter things, the game that I played this week was the Capcom Fighting Collection finally came in
a couple weeks back.
And
what a sucker.
Well, no, I think it's great. It's almost weird. It's almost like, Mike, you probably can do relate to this a little bit. When you know something is going to be a limited run, like with your Legos or with records or books or something like that.
With your Legos.
Your Lego. I know they're not plural. But
it's Lego now.
Lego.
But no, like when you know, I was happy to get it and play it. It plays great. It's good to play those games. I'm not going to say too much about them, to be quite honest. Like,
wait, was it an actual limited run?
I got it physically this time around because I know of Capcom's penchant for releasing these games and then quickly delisting them. So to make sure that didn't happen this time around, because Darkstalkers, like the primary part of the collection, has had this happen a lot, actually. They had a PlayStation 3 game that came out called Darkstalkers Resurrection that had a couple of these collected games on it, and then it got delisted. And then it got, that was the only, you couldn't buy the individual games, you could only buy that collection. Well, actually, you couldn't even buy it. You could only stream it through PlayStation Now for a while. So like I said, that's kind of, knowing their history with this franchise specifically, I bought a copy for my Xbox instead of my PlayStation just so I have the physical copy available. But I was going to bring this all up with, like, that's perfectly good collection. I'm glad to see it's actually getting a lot of people are liking it. They like to see the difference between it and all the other Street Fighter clones and stuff like that. But the thing that I had to do was, because I am also really in a lull right now about playing video games, I had to kind of force myself to play it just so I could have something to talk about. I've actually been in a real, I don't want to say rut, but like I've kind of not been playing games for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
I mean, that's hot. That's a pretty normal behavior, I think. Like, I'll say with my own video game playing, like the summer, spring and summer, I tend to not play as much. But then whenever it gets dark earlier, that's when I, and like, I always have my staple game that gets me through the winter.
Okay.
And I've never planned it out to be that way. It just, like, it feels the most natural, like going through an RPG in the winter.
Hmm. So it's very seasonal for you. I think we've talked about that before.
Oh, we for sure have.
But I was also going to say, it's not, I've also been like, I don't know, maybe I'm in the seasonal aspect you're talking about. I'm kind of stockpiling some games right now. Like, there are some games I could play and that I have lined up to come out. But, yeah, I almost see myself as more like, oh, I'll get to this fall, or I'll get to this winter. Like, I got the Mass Effect trilogy remake very recently.
Mass Effect.
Bass Effect.
Is that a fishing game?
No, not Bass Effect. Mass Effect.
Why would you do that?
Because it was cheap. And I was like, you know, I really should give these games a shot. I played the first one, but it had that stupid driving section I hated so much I didn't
continue. How does a fish drive?
I was trying to think of a joke.
Puts its mind to it.
I couldn't come up with a joke right away. But like I said, I've kind of got like several games I've purchased or are lined up to purchase, but I think they are going to be played primarily in the fall and winter for me for some reason. Like, I don't have anything else like super exciting going on that's like taking away from playing games, but right now I think I'd rather just like watch movies or TV or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's not that like I don't play games in the summer. Maybe it's more just like the weather makes it seem like shorter burst games are more satisfying. Like it scratches my itch to like need to play a game. Like the type of game that I need to play changes on the season.
I see.
So like games that I could pick up and play really quickly. Jesus, maybe this is just years and years of like my own rhythm going on, because in the summer the games that I was playing were on the Game Boy on car trips.
Okay.
So maybe I just have been conditioned to play shorter burst games.
Yeah.
During the spring and summer.
Maybe. And
it's a weird thing to think about.
Yeah, but I was actually like thinking about when you mentioned it too, like there always seemed to be a big game in the summer when you were a kid, but maybe that wasn't necessarily true. Like the releases we were just maybe getting to.
Everything was concentrated heavily towards the holiday season.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. So it's maybe like,
I think the only reason that we've started to see like spring and summer releases more regularly are because everything gets pushed back.
Yeah. So something that was supposed to come out holiday or spring now actually comes out in the summer. I guess also like if you're looking at it from a big entertainment deal, like I guess all the summer blockbuster releases, movies, they don't want to compete against that type of stuff going on, so they're like, yeah, maybe we'll put it out around Christmas when you're getting gifts and stuff like that, or in the fall when people are more at home and stuff like that. It just seems odd.
I mean, if you think about it from a franchise standpoint, like Kirby games, hell yeah, they're gonna come out any time of the year. But let's think about Zelda releases.
Yeah,
when do those usually come out?
When there's a new console
every 15 years.
When there's a new console to sell. Real quick, Mike, what did you think of the little Kirby racing game that was recently announced?
Oh, the cake one?
Yeah.
Too early to tell. I still haven't even played the new one, which I definitely want to play again. It's like you said, it's on the back burner.
You know what I really thought when I saw it? I was like, are they trying to rip off Fall Guys? Or not Fall Guys.
That would be a good thing for us to talk about.
Okay.
Did you guys download the free Fall Guys on the Switch?
No.
I don't ever see the things.
I think they've gone free to play, right?
You played Fall Guys, though.
Who?
Right?
You.
You.
No.
Okay.
What?
I've
it's
never
like
played
Wipeout
that.
Or like MXC.
Oh, if only it was as good as MXC.
I mean, they straight ripped some of the stages from MXC, though, like the walls.
Yes.
I don't.
It came out on the PlayStation originally, right?
PlayStation 4.
About it.
There's like what 60.
It's kind of a battle royale
players,
game, yeah.
And I mean, you've heard of the show Wipeout. Right.
Yeah, that's the show where everybody gets pushed in the water.
Yeah, it's like an obstacle course that you play. It's a like online game that you play with a ton of different people, and like you get eliminated through stages, and if you can be the last one, then you win.
Oh, I see.
It's very fun, but the physics are really broken in the game. And it's also like, it's an, I guess you would call it an indie game, right? Even though it's
yeah.
Epic. isn't it?
I think,
but it, I don't. Was it always Epic?
I don't know. Maybe it might have been one of those things that they just were the publisher and they have the rights to it. But they went free to play, right? Is that why it was free on Switch?
Yeah, they went free to play, and they finally, I think they, because they announced it for the Switch like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
and it's just now come out. And at the same time that they finally updated and said, yeah, we have a release date for the Switch, that's when they said it's going free to play.
I think that probably makes
and
sense.
And it makes a lot of sense.
Makes a whole lot of
because
sense.
Because whatever kind of sad trickery that they had to make happen on the hardware to make it work for that system, like, it's not worth playing anymore. I would rather play bots than them still try to make this game an online experience. Because the, like, your character moves fine, but the frame rate of every other character playing the game is like 3 frames per second.
Yeah, that just sounds,
it's like a Tim and Life and Times of Tim kind of animation style where they have 2 movements that they make while they move through the obstacle course.
That just sounds like underpowered Switches and, you know, Nintendo's stellar online service to me, more than the game. Because it was fun on PlayStation. I had a lot of fun.
It was, yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah.
Well.
I think it's on PC as well.
You can play it anywhere.
Well, we'll see. I was just doing my Disney, the fuck is it called? Disney Dreamlight Valley Founders Pack search.
Oh, is that like the Animal Crossing?
Yeah. If you get the Founders Pack, you get to play this year. If you don't, but there's no, again, every time we do this, I remember that I want that game. So I look for it, and I am no closer to finding out how to get this.
Is it? It's kind of weird. Like, recently, I mentioned it when I was looking for Shredder's Revenge. Like, does it seem weird that all of a sudden these games are getting, like, announced and, hey, yeah, look for this edition and this edition. Okay, I want to buy it. How do I do that? No.
Yeah. It's so annoying. Like, what are you trying to do? Because I'm already going to buy it. Yeah. So, like, what is, are you withholding what? It to make me want to buy it? Because that's already what I'm trying to do.
I think some of it is, like, weird supply chain issues, but.
But for digital,
like,
stuff?
It needs to get to a point where, yeah, it shouldn't be an issue. I think that people just are lazier now.
I mean, like, I'm not a huge.
Like, most employees are just lazier.
Ugh.
I sure am.
I just I just think it's odd. That's like the third game that we've talked about that you're excited for. You can't pre-order. When, like, in the past, you could pre-order a game 2 or 3 years in the future on a digital console or.
It's all about that false scarcity now.
I guess.
You could pre-order a game if it was just a rumor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, some guy in the parking lot could talk about it, and then GameStop would ask you if you want to pre-order it.
I was going to say, did you guys have any experiences with that of, like, a heavily rumored game? I don't know, like, maybe, let me just make up one here. Metroid Prime 4. A heavily rumored, never going to see the light of day game, but you guys could take pre-orders for it, like, on, let's just say, back in the day on the GameCube or the Switch, or no,
I think the closest would probably be, and this was not when I was still working at GameStop, but I know you could pre-order it at GameStop.
Half-Life,
so I think we did,
right?
Last Guardian.
Oh, yeah. That was not fair, though, because there was a lot of stuff that, like, studio put out. Like, they would give Game Informer shit to run with, and they would publish articles with screenshots And then you just never hear anything. Square Enix does the same shit.
Oh, yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3 was rumored back on, like, before the PlayStation 3 came out.
That was
one of those things they're like, yeah, that's going to be so awesome on the next generation. Little did they know it would be the generation after and towards the tail end of that one.
I didn't even really think we were going to get a Kingdom Hearts 4, for that matter, and now we are.
Yeah, maybe in...
for better or worse.
2060, you'll see Kingdom Hearts 4 come out.
That'll be fine if it's full VR.
I can't think if we had any, like, really specific examples of games. I'm sure it happened, though, with stuff like Half-Life or some of the Bethesda games where, like, you just knew it was going to come. I'm sure we took pre-orders on them before.
When, what's it? Elder Scrolls, the one that won't go away, 5? Oh, in Oblivion, right? What is the
Skyrim.
One that's
Skyrim.
Skyrim, there we
die.
Go. Skyrim got announced, I think. Some lady called asking for the next Morrowind. And I was like, what? And then I just, like, started looking through the binder, and I was like, no, that doesn't exist. And then...
Oh God, it was not a meow meow.
Yeah, it was mad at meow meow. I just remember that because I was like, lady, I don't know what you're talking about. Bye.
At the same time, like, I can't ever remember us having a game that was canceled, and I know that tons of games have been announced and canceled.
Yeah,
but I feel like they were just all before we worked there, because I don't remember having to ever.
I think it's
like reimburse people for a game that wasn't coming out.
Do you know what I think it is now, Mike? I think instead of just admitting that a game is canceled. Like, they will just say, oh, no, we're delaying that one for right now or something like that, like Metroid Prime 4.
I was going to say, we never took pre-orders on Metroid Dread, even though it was...
supposedly supposed to happen.
Talked about, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well.
But it never got to that stage. It was always, this is a game we want to make, but it never got
to an actual
the discussion of like, no, it's being built.
Yeah. Like the last big cancellation I can think of was Scalebound. Like at least that one had like a trailer and stuff like that. And even then there's talk about it being revived.
Well, this was after us, but wasn't there that Star Wars game?
Oh, 1313. Yes. Yes, that.
Surely they were taking pre-orders on that and had to cancel.
I don't know. I don't remember being asked, but like I said, I don't think we ever got past the concept art stage with it, let alone like a gameplay trailer or something like that. But, that's funny you mentioned that because the game I played, Darkstalkers, at one point they did this big campaign at one, I think it was like E3 or something like that. They came out and said Darkstalkers are not dead. They had a really cool logo designed for that phrase, and then nothing happened with it until just now, and that's just a re-release.
Maybe
it'll be a couple of more years.
Maybe.
With Capcom, you have to kind of... walk cautiously, though, because we got that Bionic Commando re-release, and that was hot garbage.
That actually, I think, has made them more gun-shy than anything else. You know, I'm still waiting for the DLC for Resident Evil 8, or Village, and, like, you know, they're talking about Resident Evil 4 remake is next year, and they're being real hush-hush about that, so... I mean, they showed a trailer, but...
I was going to say, I thought they did release a here's everything we're going to be doing with it.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's really weird. I mean, I'm sure we're probably still seeing spillover from COVID and stuff like that, that all these games are being delayed because they're still trying to catch up from the year basically video games had to take off being developed, just like everything else in the life.
At I was just thinking about how I want the Forbidden West DLC, and at the party I went to, they're talking to this guy, and he introduces himself like, "What do? Oh, I work on Horizon Zero Dawn." And I was like, "Board game? Oh."
He had to real quick say board game.
He's like, he was like design, lead design or something, and I was like ready to be like, oh.
But like, do you work on the video game or like they just farm this out to you? Oh.
He just does the board game. He works for a board game company.
Well, I'm sure that's fun in and of itself.
Oh, Skid became best friends with this guy that was there, who I didn't recognize his name, but we looked him up on IMDb after, and it turns out he does a voice in Final Fantasy 14 and sings the two main songs. The main song for this expansion and the past one, or the one right before it. Which was really neat. And I was like, that's so weird. He sings a song that plays in our guild house. Now he's your best friend.
That man's name, Tom Jones.
Jason Charles Miller.
It's not unusual. I like how Diane has drifted closer and closer to the edge of the stands since the podcast has started. She's eventually just gonna roll down them.
Probably.
Maybe like us, she's ready for this to end. And
it's hot. That's the problem. The
it is. All right, anybody else got anything else to say on this stunted episode we have here?
Matthew Lillard was in season 3 of Twin Peaks, and I used his
bathroom. I know! So Angela pointed him out, and she's like, it's him. And I was like, who? Because I have not seen anything that guy was in. That's why I didn't know him at all. Like, I haven't seen Scooby-Doo. I haven't seen
Scream.
Any of it. No, I've never seen it.
Oh.
And I'm not big on horror movies.
I'm not either.
I've seen Psycho, and I've seen The Shining.
That's it?
And I've seen, I did see the first two, oh my god, what is it? The newer horror movies that are about ghosts.
That narrows it down.
Oh my gosh. The Conjuring.
Oh, okay.
I saw the first two of those, and they were decent.
So wait, let me just check, run a few by you here to see if you have... And these might be horror slash slasher films. Any of the Friday the 13th movies?
No.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No.
I haven't seen any of those.
Aliens?
No.
Yes.
I actually tried to watch Alien. It was so painfully slow that I turned it off.
Whoa! Okay.
I'm sure it's one of those where you have to be in the mood for it.
What about Silence of the Lambs?
No.
I've seen that.
Oh my goodness.
Most of these I've only seen in the last like 2 or 3 years because Skid made me watch them.
Yeah, I just never like I don't think you appreciate how much only comedy could keep my attention. That's why I cling to it so desperately.
Wow, I kinda wanna make a brand new podcast where Mike has to watch a horror movie and discuss it with us. You know what? Maybe we'll do that as a special Halloween episode this year. Instead of it being about games, we'll do a movie and you have to review it with us. Well, I'll watch it. I'll have
we'll
to think
watch
about
Speed Racer, the best movie ever made.
No, it is not, but it is good. I don't hate it, but I think it's weird that people think it's the best movie ever made.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorites. I
do you mean like the 2007?
Yes.
2008. Yes. I saw it like 6 or 7 times in the theater.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I love that movie. And okay. You know what? I was saying how good it was, and now all the critics are writing like, actually, Speed Racer is good.
Mike, I had thought of another one, and this may be the episode. The Exorcist.
Oh, I've seen that.
No. I, like, there are some of these where I've seen it referenced in so much pop culture stuff that I feel like I know it.
Yes.
Like Carrie. Like, I know that scene.
Yeah.
Because it gets shown and everything. So I feel like that was enough.
She squirts her period on everyone.
No, that's not what happens. Okay.
Isn't that?
No.
She just gets up there and...
It's very
now.
Very
I all right. I have seen Maximum Overdrive.
Is that horror?
It's Stephen
That's
King.
It's Stephen King. It's where the machines come to life.
Yes, the truck comes to life.
It's a bunch of trucks. You know,
that sounds about as boring as the Langoliers. That movie sucked.
We're going to do a proper horror movie. I'm gonna have to give this some thought, and.
Keep going. What are your staples of horror movies?
Just all the ones that I just mentioned.
I don't like them.
What about the Jordan Peele movies? None of those.
I haven't seen them. I know they're good. I've heard great things.
That's what I want to go through and see this year. I'm hoping the one he has that's coming out now will come out in time for Halloween, because I want to do all of his movies together.
I did, actually, just before we got on the podcast, I saw a little news blurb on Reddit where he went after a fan for saying, like, he was the best, and he was like, I will not have you slander
John Carpenter. Yes.
Which, I know John Carpenter, but I know him from
Work?
Escape from...
New York. And
New York.
And L.A.
Yeah, and L.A., which I did watch both of those.
Okay, I think I just... Okay,
those don't count as horror, right?
Those do not. Those are more action movies.
Escape from L.A. is pure comedy.
What about...
Him surfing through the river?
Okay.
That scene was ludicrous. All
right, here's two more I just got to check real quick. The Fly.
No. With
Jeff Goldblum.
Which I know a lot about, yeah. Okay.
Also, since Mr. Carpenter has been mentioned, The Thing.
No.
Ooh, I'm going to have to, like, Samantha, can you make a poll on our Twitter for us?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to send you a few ideas, and we'll see if anyone wants to vote on these, because I have, like, now four movies I kind of want Mike to see and see what we can do about scaring him.
Now, I remember when Fallout 3 came out, there was a mission that was either, I don't remember if it was called Them or Those.
Yep.
But it was in reference to the movie that was the other word, whatever one they didn't use.
Them.
And it was about like a bunch of giant ants.
Yes.
And it was like back in the,
that's a 50s.
Like the 50s, yeah. Or 60s.
Yeah, I think it's Them.
I watched it, and it was pretty enjoyable.
Okay. Like, and I didn't even think about, like, going, like, deep back into it, like, the 50s, 60s, 70s with the Hammer horror films. Those are really good. Wow.
I saw So I Married an Axe Murderer. Does that count?
No.
That's Mike Myers?
That is Mike Myers.
A, yeah.
Yes.
Not the
13th man, the actor.
No, no. Oh, there you go. Halloween. That's another one. John Carpenter.
Haven't seen it.
Folks,
I can tell you, listen, we're all talking about Mike, but what movies has Samantha seen?
Samantha, I thought you were a huge
Have you seen
cinephile.
Any of the ones that he's on?
I saw The Ring. I saw the Aliens because I watched them with Skid. Same with Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Blah.
Oh,
Cable Guy? Have you guys seen Cable Guy?
No.
Unfortunately, yes.
I've seen Cabin
Whatever.
In the Woods.
It's wonderful.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, does Zombieland count?
Zombieland counts in the way that...
I think we watched that.
That's a loving spoof, I would say.
It made me really afraid to eat hamburgers for a while, because that was around the time that I was really anxious about the possibility of zombies. Like, it's things that logically I know won't happen, but, you know.
Whenever I want to watch something scary, I always go for psychological. thrillers, because that's what I think is cool.
And yet
I
like you haven't seen, but you haven't seen Silence of the Lambs, which maybe
that's a good movie actually. No, I don't even think of it as best.
It is a horror slash psychological thriller kind of put together.
Do you know what? The Halloween Scooby-Doo movie that came out either last year or the year before. First of all, Mystery Inc. have to get help from Scarecrow, from Batman. And him and Velma have a Hannibal and Clarice type relationship in that.
Oh my god.
It was killing me. It was so funny.
You know what, guys? We may just have to can Funsphere and morph it.
Funsphere's dead.
Oh, it was never alive.
It'll be. We could just do Funsphere Video Club.
There you go.
Funsphere, yeah. We just take out the game. Funsphere Media Club.
There you go. Wow. Well, I'm gonna.
We're rebranding.
We might be. I'm literally giving this a lot of thought.
We can talk about anything we want.
That's true. Well, we'll talk about it next time for sure on the next episode of Funsphere Game Club. I think we'll...
No, I did see Free Willy, and that was the scariest.
Oh, thing. God.
I loved that movie. I had all the newspaper clippings of when they set that whale free up on... to my door.
Every one of the posters, the whale's, like, right above him. You wonder if he's going to make it or not.
He's going to make it. He's like this.
All right. We'll see you next time, folks. Bye.
Bye.
That was good.
That's my scary bye.
That was really good.